You're with Mind Food Radio, and it is our fantastic new section called Ask the Cheesemonger on our social media. I welcome Simon Berry from Whitestone Cheese. Hello, Simon.
Yeah, hi, Nikki. How's things?
Very well, thank you. Now, this is for the heathens amongst us, and I include myself in this. Generally speaking, if I'm going to have guests, I trot out a lot of the same things on a cheese board. We're talking about the cheese board. First and most important question, before or after a meal or both?
Yeah, as a cheesemaker, I'd say both, including the meal.
But lovely.
I think beforehand for a lovely nibble, if you've got time that, you know, you're waiting for the barbie to finish, guests like to have something to nibble on, that's where it's good to start the appetite, whet the appetite, they might say. So you want some lovely nibbles on there for people. Not to be an appetite suppressant is the key. So it's only a nibble and it's not something you're going to fill up on.
Okay, so let's talk about those sorts of cheeses then, because obviously if we do want to leave room for our sausage with bread and sauce, what sort of cheeses should we have that don't fill us up too much?
Higher flavour cheeses, so richer ones such as a blue or a complex pressed cheese, a mature cheddar. So you're only needing a little bit and a lot of flavour.
Great. Okay, so you say before. Now, the difference between a cheese board before a meal and after a meal is what?
After a meal, it's a non-appetite suppressant, so it's only there for flavour. And traditionally, going back to the Dark Ages, they'd have cheese to help with digestion because they were adding in microbials into the floral gut system to help with digestion. So that's originally how it started, of having cheese after a meal. It was to help with digestion of the meal that you've just enjoyed.
Okay, so what's your most active cheese? Would that be your blues again?
Yeah, blues would be one of our active ones. We also have a probiotic in our Brie and Camembert, which is a positive gut bacteria, so that has really good properties to help with digestion. And again, blue or any of the cheeses actually, but blue and our white moulds would be the strongest in activity.
Now, I know you've been doing quite a bit of work on Pinterest. You've set up some Pinterest boards, which we need to talk about, because these give us some really fantastic ideas for our own platters, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, not only from creating a platter, but what you can put on there. I mean, I've just got in front of me bacon-wrapped scallops on a toothpick. You throw those on the barbie, put them on the side of your platter. Some mixing up with texture is really good on your platter as well. Like, you have some crunchy Brussels sprouts on there. There's a recipe with lemon and garlic roasted Brussels sprouts. So don't be afraid to get really creative on the condiments that you serve with the cheeses on your platter. Chocolate, white chocolate, another one.
I think a good reputation to have amongst the set would be the person that does the best platters. So I think, obviously, thanks to Whitestone Cheese, we now have a little more knowledge. So Simon Berry from Whitestone Cheese, thank you so much for your advice.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for having me on.